Mobile.
KK4POT.
Good morning. And what are you doing?
Kicking it. Headed into work and trying to wake up, trying not to fall back asleep. But you know, that's pretty much normal for this time of morning for me. How you doing?
Here, about to wrap it up. Another, I guess, maybe 20 minutes and I'll be done.
Well, good deal. Yeah, I missed you last week. Good to hear you this morning. So, everything been going all right for you?
Going okay, except the fact everything's coming out of Knoxville now and they are running late.
You probably have time for that that honeymoon to end, huh?
Apparently, I agree. Hopefully, they'll make different arrangements to try and get out earlier, but yeah, it's throwing me about an hour later.
Hate to hear that. Yeah, but I guess there's nothing you can do except for sit and wait.
Yeah, just sit and wait and bite my lip.
In the creek any yet? See if you can find anything good.
Yeah, it seems like every time I plan on going, it decides it wants to rain.
Yeah, I understand that.
My boys to go with me, the one that normally goes with me, they got him so tied up right now, he don't know which way he ends up.
Things picking up for him?
In fact, this morning, he's probably going to be dropping his truck off, excuse me, Thursday afternoon when he gets done. For some odd reason, the oil pressure gauge is showing 70 on the truck, but the sensor is showing low pressure. So he wants y'all to look at it. He said, truck's running fine. He said, there's no clattering, no nothing.
It could just be the sensors going out. We see that quite a bit, so yeah, we'll be happy to take a look at it.
My opinion, it was the sensor, but you know, I'm no mechanic.
Check C-Mobile.
Good morning, young man.
What you doing?
I'm still above the dirt.
Just trying to stay awake. But I'm rolling up, so let me jump out of here and let you guys catch up. Ed, good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a fantastic day. 7-3s to you. And Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
I'm 7-3s. Hope to catch you in the morning.
KK4 and XC.
Here, Mike, and tell me something good, even if it's a good fish story.
Plenty of fish stories.
Many of them grow as you tell them.
The size of the fish the one-armed man caught, didn't it?
Tell me about that. Go ahead and tell me.
Fishing all day, and he caught a whopper, and he was telling me about it. And he said, I caught a fish this big, and he held out his one hand.
You argue with him.
Yeah, you just got to fill in the blank.
I got to put one on the board. See, Friday, I'm back. Got the largest fish I ever caught was a 2.5-pound smallmouth bass.
Now, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I got a 5-pound bass I got mounted at the house that I caught when I was a young man. And then the biggest fish I ever caught was a 39-pound catfish. I don't know if we're going to go this year or not, but every year we go down to Santee Cooper, man. There's some big whole monsters down there.
I've been told about Santee. Been down there 2 times. Well, I spent 2 days down there and didn't catch nothing but one little old, maybe 8-ounce catfish.
You got to use the right bait. I mean, everybody, a lot of people using stink bait. And you just get a piece of styrofoam the size you'd need, about the size of a quarter, and put it on a number six hook and dunk it in that stink bait and sling it out there.
It's a stink bait, but I was doing the styrofoam.
Stink bait hook, so anything that you're using to keep that stink bait on the on that hook.
I'll be honest with you. Excuse me, I'm real disappointed.
Pictures of Tim catching some fish. Last time we went, last year, Tim went with us, and we had a good time. Right around the 3 to 5 pound range. Some of them, I'd say an average of 2 to 3 in the 20 pound range, and then we'd normally catch a monster down there.
I worked with, he caught a great old big catfish out of Hartwell, and he took it home and dressed it, and he said that was some of the nastiest tasting fish he'd ever had.
And, I never heard of anybody having any nasty catfish. And I, you know how he cooked it? Because what we do is cut it into pieces and put it in a fry daddy. And we fry it.
Chopped it up, cut it in pieces, and fried it. But he said it was tough, and he said it tasted awful. So, I don't know. I know that time I ate catfish, it tasted like mud to me.
How that mud taste? Get his truck going.
Talked to him since, you know, I sent you that text, but he said it's running fine. He says no ticking, no clicking, no problems whatsoever. Like I told him, I said, I think a sensor may be going out.
Point 60 series and the Cummins N14. Both of those had a pretty hard time keeping them oil pressure sensors. Those things that go bad. Matter of fact, we keep them in a road call bag because we see that a good bit. But I told him to try to get a manual gauge. The problem is if the ECM sees its oil pressure low, it's going to shut the engine down. And I asked him if he knew anybody that had, you know, one he could borrow until the stores opened up on Monday. He talked about something in Spartanburg, so I don't know if he was going to, you know, run up there or not, but, or either try to limp it over to our shop this morning.
No, he told me he was going to, if he could run it, he was going to run it until Thursday and then come over and drop it off Thursday afternoon when he got off for y'all to look at it and fix it.
Well, if it'll run, that sounds like a plan. I told him I was about 95% sure it was that sensor just because of the history of that engine. I said, but it's the 5% that always gets me. I said, I'd stick a manual oil pressure gauge on that thing before I just tootle down the road with it.
Should be finding out shortly.
I already talked to him this morning.
Call you until a little bit later.
Exciting this weekend.
Good thing this weekend. I'll be ashamed of myself. I need to straighten that front porch back up. But every time I straighten it up, they mess it up.
Messes it up, they ought to have to clean it up.
Yeah, but no cigar.
How much are you on your run?
My last one. late this morning. Now, last week, oh Lord, it was awful. I chewed the other day.
You stub your toe.
I had to go down to Academy Sports and get me some more boots. I done wore the other ones out. They were coming apart. And I walked by the kayaks and I said, yeah, he's trying to get me in one of these things. There ain't no way. I stood by one and my butt was wider than the boat.
It's just like a little, you're like a little water bug flipping around.
Look, I'd be the one to find the alligator.
Fun. Of course, you can do a canoe down there where we go. I got a canoe. You know, I ought to take you down the river one day, do a little bit of fishing. There's some fish down there on the Saluter. It's got some good-sized bass in there.
Been in a canoe since I was probably 6 years old. My uncle had one, and it wasn't a flat bottom. And every time he moved, it felt like we were going to flip over.
One of those, I paid right at, I think I paid $800 for it, and took it down the Green River. And when I mean, that thing would flip over. I called it Flippy. I named it Flippy. Ended up selling it. I bought it used. I know why they sold it now. It was a $1,200 boat. I bought it for $800. I sold it for $1,000. I took it on two trips. And, man, I'd be on flat water, and that sucker just flip over. And it was a dagger kayak. I'm not a kayak, but a dagger canoe. And I'll never own another one, I can tell you this right now.
Well, I feel about those kayaks. They just ain't enough boat there. I mean, it might hold me up. It might be fun, but I'd wind up flipping it before the day was over.
And now, some kayaks are like that. Not on this one. You know, some kayaks are made for white water, and they don't have a keel on them. Underneath them, they're rounded, more rounded. What I've got, and you can stand up on this thing, you can get up out of your chair, stand up and fish. I mean, it's extremely balanced and buoyant, and it doesn't have a round bottom. It's got a squared off bottom with like two pontoon shape. It ultimately, the boat comes back and forms two like pontoon shaped pieces under it for stability. And it's made for specifically for fishing. That's what you have to get. It's one that if you can't stand up in it, there's more likely a chance that it'd be flipping, but these are made to stand up.
All right, I'm like in Hawaii, and my canoe's gonna have to have training wheels. Like
theirs. Well, you can actually get those, so don't for if you take them out in the ocean, you can actually get those side buoyant pieces. It's just extra stuff to paddle around in the water with.
I'd let you talk me into climbing in one day. I'll have to try one of Darryl's. He's got like three. One that you sit down in, and he's got two you sit on top of.
Mine is a sit on top, but it's got an actual chair type seat in it for back support. It's comfortable.
I'm gonna be in water. I'm gonna be in water where I can dig a hole and see what I can find. Maybe this Saturday it'll be pretty enough that I can grab one of the boys and us go hit the creek and see what we can find.
We're talking yesterday about having you and Carol up for a Dutch oven. And when he's up there, we'd go ice by some creek spots.
Plan to me.
Mission was work right now.
Hey, Monday through Thursday, sitting at the house on the computer.
Going back this year, will she?
To go back sometime or another because of people ordering parking permits and stuff. He had mentioned sometime middle of June.
Well, I couldn't do it this coming weekend, but maybe I'll talk to my wife about the weekend after that. Maybe we can do that on a Saturday. I might could take a day off, and we could do it on a Friday.
However you wish. Just let me know, and I'll bring up my flow pan and see a couple of small pans and see what we can get.
Good.
Spot with the flow pan, and we'll know where to put the big boy. Seriously thinking about getting Cody making me a dredge hose adapter for it so I can use it for a dredge.
What do you gotta fabricate one?
I'm gonna have to make one up. I'm gonna go on YouTube and see how I can make one up. He got a welder and stuff. We just have to figure out how we need to bend it and so forth. I think that's more, excuse me, like what we need up your way.
So that cut down on a ton of work.
Sure, we got some waders in case the spot's good and we start getting deep. See, it's there, just finding it.
I'm sure it's there somewhere.
And enough, it'd get you a gold tooth.
There's the star on the tooth.
In the house for that. You picture that rig that Daniel was driving the other day?
I did.
I think I was better him than me.
Just hope he... Hope he does well.
Reporter said that 85 was torture. Got to say, I did like the color.
Come to Douglas, Georgia every weekend for a guy up in Taylor's. Of course, we weren't hauling trailers. We were hauling mobile home axles. And I'd take my wife down there, and we'd go Sunday after church. And I had Monday off, so I'd spend the night down there Sunday night, motel. And we would listen to Lake Wobegon and Click and Clack, and we had a blast listening to radio on the way down there.
I hadn't listened to neither one of those since I retired from the police department. I used to listen to those all the time.
Companion, all that. You know, one of the Click and Clack brothers died, but they're still doing some shows on there.
Find it and listen to it again. Yeah, me and my partner, as I call him, he's a reserve officer. He rode with me just about every weekend. We'd ride around and listen to that on the weekends.
Entertaining. Anytime we traveled on a Sunday afternoon, we'd try to find that.
Or November Alpha Papa Friday. Boy, you can tell I spend a lot of time on HF.
Kilo, Kilo, 4, November X-ray, Echo.
Seen a picture of the guy that does Lake Wobegon?
Was it Steve Gary Keeler?
I believe you're right on that one.
Picture of him before.
Video of him one day on YouTube. he was doing a skid or something. I can't really remember because it's been a while.
Matt, when you get in.
Pot of coffee when I get in.
Into your house, ain't you?
Him, sir. Relax, and the cat sitting outside the truck looking at me like, you gonna get out and feed me or not?
Come here and turn that dog loose.
As soon as I crack that door, they scatter, her and that other one. Cause they think Daisy's fixing to come out, but boy, when I do open up after they get through eating, she's on the hunt farm and she don't give him no rest.
Tear her up.
You remember that big old huckleberry? I call it a tree. They call it a bush. It's about 12 feet high there at the front porch. Harold, right there. Let me find out. He said it's running fine. He said the only thing is, you know, he said that check engine light coming on and that little buzzer's about to drive him up the wall.
He end up checking the oil pressure or he just gonna run it?
He just gonna run it. I'm waiting to shop for it. He's over at 17%
that normally gets me.
I doubled with him, Mike. He said he's on the way to the shop now. He's already talked to Tim.
Good deal.
Nobody touching that truck but you or Tim.
Mechanic. They fairly well.
Trying to come in with all that white noise and static.
It's Al.
Good morning, Al.
The hand is talking right angle down. Tell you what, one of these things is hard to program. And I'll tell you, oh man, I got out of lock by accident. Boy, it was hard to get back where I was.
Right, and I'm going to have to say 7-3s to both of you guys. We'll try to take care of Harold this morning, and Ed, you have a good day. Al, be careful. Try to get your radio fixed. We'll talk at you later. 7-3s to both of you. KK4NXE, we're going to be clear.
You have a good one. Enjoy the action this morning, and hopefully catch you in the morning. And Harold should be there now in just a few minutes, so keep him straight while you got him over there if you can, because he needs it. So KM4NAP, send us every 3s away to both of you. I'm going to be clear and going in the house.
I'm on the radio. This is the best we're going to get with a handy talk to you without what I got. But I think as soon as I can get the cable on the tower, it might solve a lot of it. But I think if I hold it right, I got it right there. This would be about as good as it's going to get. Guys, later. Thank you.